You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. And I'm pleased to be joined in the studio this morning by a couple of individuals representing Habitat for Humanity of Tuolumne County. It is the Development Communications Coordinator, Lacey Peterson. And with the Black Hat Foundation, the Vice President of the Foundation and Chair of the Black and White Ball, Dick Manini. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Lacey, let's begin with you representing Habitat for Humanity of Tuolumne County. Give us a habitat progress report.
We're almost halfway through our Parrots Ferry Village development. It's a 35-home development in Columbia, and we are almost complete with the 15th and 16th homes. They're they were just interior painted, and all the trim work is going in right now, and we are about to start the interior, like putting the walls up and all the electrical of the 17th and 18th houses. And this fall we will break ground on four more.
What is the overall schedule then as far as the completion of the 35 homes?
We hope to be complete by 2021. We try to do four homes a year.
And those who are building the homes, are they primarily volunteers, or how does that work?
We have all of the structure, like the skeleton of the home and everything, because we have to adhere to California building codes. So we actually have licensed contractors do the foundation and the utility work and the actual framing of the home, because we want it to last. And then our volunteers can help alongside them, but always be supervised. And the volunteers do the bulk of the finish work, like the painting and putting in the cabinets and the appliances.
And are you still looking for volunteers?
Always. We're always, volunteers can help us in any capacity. They can do construction. They can help clean up out at the site. There's always, you know, construction materials and things. And we always need help at our restore, which helps support our operations and our whole building program.
And how is Habitat funded?
We're funded through donations, and we apply for grants. We, most of our funding comes from local people in our community, and we've been, luckily we live in Tuolumne County, where everyone's really generous and supportive.
This is where Dick Manini comes in with the Black Hat Foundation. The 27th annual Black Hat Foundation Black and White Charity Ball is going to be held at the hotel at Black Oak Casino Resort. Dick, you're the chair of the Black and White Ball, and you're also the vice president of the foundation. Why was Habitat chosen this year?
Well, this is the second year, Mark. We actually chose them a year ago. A year ago, we provided basically for the houses that are being built, were built. We bought all the doors and windows. That's what those funds were set up for. And we like the way they do business. They set up individual bank accounts for various projects in the homes. And when we give them a check, we know that that check is going strictly for the doors and the windows in the homes that are being built. If there is a surplus of funds, it stays in that account, and it goes over to the next group of homes that are being built for windows and doors, not for anything else. And we're a small group, Mark. We're only about 20, 21 individuals, most of them married. My wife passed away 2 years ago, so I'm one of two single people in the group. And we just enjoy, we've been fortunate in our lives, and we just enjoy doing what we're doing and trying to give back to this community. And this year, when the applications came in, they were asking for fire suppression units. So that's what we're doing this year. We're raising funds for the fire suppression units that are going in the homes that are being built today. If I can go back just a little bit, the Black Hat Foundation is basically a group of people that was organized when they had the Wild West film festivals out here. And there were just a group of volunteers who used to drive the actors around, you know, take them home, take them to the sites, take them to dinner and such. And eventually, those guys got together and decided that they were pretty good at what they did, and the Black Hat Foundation was formed in 1991. And we only have one guy, Bruce McCulloch, is the only original charter member. The rest of us have come along. This is my 19th year, and we just have a good time doing what we're doing.
So the dinner that is coming up then on May 5th, that's a very elegant.
It is. We like to think, and I know that it's argumentative, but we like to think it is the most elegant event in the county. The ladies get an opportunity to dress to the nines. The men, most of us, at least the members do, we come in black tie, tuxedo and tie. That is optional. We have a lot of our patrons do come in black tie. So it's an elegant event. The silent auction is presented very, very nicely. The live auction, we have terrific items that we sell at the live auction. Mike Schaefer is our auctioneer and does a tremendous job for us. He's also a volunteer. He does that on, he gives back as well as our members do. So it's a great evening. It's an evening of fun. There's cocktails. There's wine. There's a lot of laughter. We have a band. There's live music. There's a lot of dancing. It's a terrific event. We open the doors at 5 o'clock, and probably by 11 o'clock, it's just about wrapped up.
And a delicious dinner.
The dinner's catered by Seven Sisters.
Dick, are tickets still available?
There are a few. There are not many. I just telling Lacey before we came in, Mark, that we are probably going to have the first sellout that we've had in the last 4 years.
How would a person get a hold of tickets?
209-288-2882. If there's somebody that is interested in doing the things that we do, we would like to have them contact us, and they can contact us a number of different ways. We also have a website, and it's blackhatfoundation.org. And there's lots of phone numbers, and they can call our president, they can call me. All our numbers are on there. And we would love to have new members. Some of us are getting a little bit long in the tooth, and we'd like to hear from some younger people with new ideas, young ideas, and so on.
Dick Manini is the vice president of the Black Hat Foundation and chair of the Black and White Ball. Lacey Peterson, the development communications coordinator for Habitat for Humanity of Tuolumne County. Good to see both of you.
Thank you.